You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a spooky cult classic film celebrating a milestone.
50 years after it first terrified and amused audiences, the giant spider invasion is crawling back onto the screen.
In a small Wisconsin town, something was about to happen that would send shockwaves around the world.
The cult classic about massive, extraterrestrial, bloodthirsty spiders was filmed in the Gleason, Wisconsin area and is beloved by campy horror fans. It even got the Mystery Science Theater 3000 treatment. Now, the giant spider invasion is being reimagined for its 50th anniversary, with new scenes filmed in northern Wisconsin and a theater release around Halloween. Dan Davies is a Wisconsin native himself who has been cast as the lead actor in the new footage. He talked with WPR's Shireen Seewert about the film.
I'm curious what drew you as a Wisconsin kid who made it to Hollywood back to this particular cult classic, and why now?
So I've always been a fan of cinema. Growing up in central Wisconsin, there are only a few things. There's a lot of things that you can do, a lot of things that are athletic, but one of the things that I truly loved on top of sports was cinema. And I was able to see the giant spider invasion in, I think it was 1976, when it came to the Rosa Theater in Waupaca, Wisconsin. And I think it was one of my uncles who had taken me, and I kind of realized I probably shouldn't be in the film, watching the film, because I was just a little kid, because it was rated PG or rated R at that time. I think it was PG. And it was amazing. And then I found out later that it was made by a Wisconsinite in Bill Rebane. And that blew me away, because I was like, wow, you can actually make films and do these things here in the Cheese State. And that inspired me. So then 50 years later, we reached out to Bill Rebane, who had seen some of my other films, at Gene the Musical and I think West of Thunder. And we had talked about maybe reimagining the whole entire film from scratch. And then as we were talking, we were kind of coming up with ideas of keeping the original 80 minutes and then adding period correct 20 to 25 minutes of period correct 1975 footage. And it's been really, really amazing so far.
The original giant spider invasion became famous for being so bad it's good. So how do you honor that legacy while also reimagining it for a new audience?
It's been on, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Honey, I'm home. Honey, Packers won the Super Bowl. Woo!
Packers! And it was a top 50 box office film in 1975, right up there with Jaws and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And people don't realize that. And then it was really one of the most pirated films in the early stages of DVDs and videos. So it's really kind of neat to kind of take that legacy and add to it. But the film itself had a campy humor to it. Alan Hale Jr., the skipper, is in it. Barbara Hale from Perry Mason. And a lot of those actors from the 50s and 60s, they kind of brought that campy approach to it. It was serious yet campy. So we're still keeping with the thematic quality that the original film had. So my character is literally kind of Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, and Walter Cronkite had a baby, and that's who I am. It's still in the thread and the narrative, I guess, umbrella of the film itself. So there's funny, we're adding more campiness to it, we're adding a little more horror to it, a little more shock to it, but really keeping with the original theme of it is really kind of cool. And to shoot it, to make it look like it's 1975, has been amazing as well.
Why do you think this film, of all things, has endured when so many others have faded away?
It's a campy humor. It didn't take itself too seriously. It was shot for a real low budget, and it made, $24 million in box office in 1975, which is about $145 million in today's money. And that's what's beautiful about it. It's that way, and that's how we're filming this. And we've got some great people around us with J.B. Thompson and Steve Modi, and the whole cast and crew has been just amazing, and it's been really fun.
Actor Dan Davies spoke with WPR's Shireen Seewert about the 50th anniversary of the giant spider invasion. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.